Okay, good morning. 7:23 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 30th, 2019. I got nothing. I just realized I've got to write a blog post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers before Friday. I also have to write a blog post for me before close of day tomorrow. Spent a little quality time yesterday with my therapist, but also with Cape Grace. I often talk about my work, my writing, my process with the therapist, and she's almost always very supportive. She's very good at pointing out aspects of my practice that I tend to overlook, that I tend to overthink. Because I do overthink everything. A challenge for me has always been just to feel, and not necessarily contemplate. And part of that, a good part of that, comes from my family of origin, my early childhood. Here comes a jogger the opposite way here. Let me get out of her way. Good morning. And part of it was that one of the early lessons, one that I still struggle with, is that actions have consequences. And frequently, growing up, frequently, the consequences were arbitrary. So staying up too late at night, getting caught with my light on in the middle of the night trying to read. The natural consequence of that is that the next day in school I'm going to be tired, I'm going to be falling asleep, I'm going to have a hard time concentrating. But the actual consequence was I was punished by my parents. And while in a certain sense that that's a pretty natural consequence, the other side of that is that it forced me into a state of always trying to second guess what the people around me are going to do as a reaction to what I've done. Not necessarily the natural consequences, like I'm going to be tired the next day, but I'm going to make your life miserable because you did something I didn't like. And I appreciated that interpersonal aspect is actually part of the natural consequences. But it also forced me into a point where, a place where I'm always trying to second guess myself, trying to think of what the problem, what my action might be that will cause some other unpleasant action to happen. And if I do something else, will I avoid that action? So I'm constantly overthinking everything, which is why the meditation is helpful. So How did it make you feel? Question from Motivation was good. Good morning. Good morning. So we talked about the struggle that I'm having with, like, with Cape Grace, and part of it is that I have this really strong sense of needing to complete it. And I'm also getting, I'm getting pushback from people about, well, it doesn't seem like you really like this story. Well, why are you doing it if you don't like it as well? The answer is, I have this real strong sense that I have this need to finish it. It's so close now, you know, I'm 70 plus thousand words into this thing. If I could get a couple of good days of focus, I could probably finish the first draft. And as my therapist points out, because now she's been, she's, I don't know how many books she's been writing now, she's 6 or 7 books now. This is part of the process. This is part of the thing that I go through, is I get to this point in the story and it's like, I always struggle with finding the focus to finish the story now that I know how it's going to go, or somewhat. This is the first book I think I've written where I've written the last scene before I finish the story inside. So I know how it opens, I know how it closes, but the middle is still a work in progress. And this is the first book I've ever done this way. I hope it's the last book I ever do this way. But it's a book that I need to finish. It's a book I need to have done and out so that I have closure. I know it's not going to sell very many copies. It's going to sell like 50 books. But I've got to do it. So, yeah. That's where we are. But also for the first time in a very long time, I went to the therapist thinking, you know, I'm doing pretty well. Part of it is the walking. I don't know how much of it is the walking, but part of it is the walking. There are some other factors at play. I'm being a little more cognizant of things I need for my own quality of life. Walking is one of them, and battling ADHD brain by giving it a schedule. So I'm a little late this morning getting out. I was at 7 o'clock before I realized that it was 7 o'clock and got my shoes on and got out here. But I've already done one set of push-ups. I'm still on 20 per set. I'm trying to do 2-3 sets a day. And what I discovered was that I wasn't really getting full value from the push-ups I was doing. You know, a minor elbow flex is not a push-up. So I've been working on form, making sure to keep my back flat, pulling my stomach in, and getting a good full down and up, down and up. And I felt the difference almost immediately. Get ready, say it with me. I'm on post. So for doing the 15s, it made a certain amount of sense. This guy coming my way? No, he's going the other way. This lady's coming. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's doing a race walk. She's also red flushed, sweating. But I know she's got at least another mile. I'll see her. She'll come down past the house a little bit. So it's not a question of if anymore. The walk is not a question of if. The walk in the morning is not a question of if. It's like, okay, 4 o'clock I start dinner, 5 o'clock I eat dinner, start cleaning up. 7 o'clock, unless I have something else going on at 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock I get on the treadmill, have a shower, put on my pajamas, take my pills, have a little quiet time in the evening, and then crash. It's like 9:30 is good, 10 o'clock is okay. But I have a tendency to wake up early if I do that. But everything in the middle is free for my ADHD brain to fiddle with, to play with, to diddle around with. And what I need to do is add one more, it's not a question, time slot. I think what I need to do is enforce that 9 o'clock work time slot. So that 9 o'clock comes, okay, whatever you're doing, put it down. Go do your writing. It's not a question. That first mile is always the hardest. And applying that to the walk has been pretty good. Yes, the first mile is the hardest. Second mile of the morning is you guys. Second mile in the evening goes pretty quickly on the treadmill because I've got video going, I've got my brain not paying any more attention to my body. I've worked up a sweat. I've got a little bit of endorphin going. Not that I don't have endorphins going right now. That 120 beats per minute keeps me tick-tocking along. But that second mile is countdown to my shower. And it goes pretty quickly. It goes pretty fast. It's 30, roughly 35 minutes to do the 2 miles. And after that, I get my yogurt. I get my blueberries and granola and yogurt, and I make my little parfait, have a little quiet time, take my pills. It's a nice way to end the day. But getting the shoes on, getting the boots on, that's always a struggle. If I could just get the boots on, if I could just get the shoes on, if I could get my walking shorts on in the evening, then I'm going to walk. I'm going to do the thing. And so we talked about this a lot yesterday during my therapy session. What I really need to do is to get to the point where I've got writing in the same place, where it's okay. I'm going to write now, and I'm going to commit. I'm going to sit down with intent to do this thing. And for a long time I had this ritual where I would sit down, I would put on my noise.net, I would crank up the sound and set the timer and write until the sound went away. Now this was when I first discovered that I could set a timer and the noise would work as long as the timer was running. That was really powerful. That was really the day that I discovered that I really could use this so-called Pomodoro method of writing to a timer, committing to a period. And it worked pretty well. It worked really well. It became a kind of ritual. It became my, this is what I'm going to do. Not if these people are coming my way or not. I'll stay a little right here. Because I don't have to look at the timer. It's like, how much time do I have left? How much time do I have left? Doesn't matter. Is it sound? Sound running? Yes. Sound is running. Stop. Keep going. So that worked out really well. And I need to get back into that again. I have to get ready to do the... I thought it was this weekend, it was the Novel Realm, but it's not. It's August. The weekend of August 9th. It's a good breeze blowing this morning. And this cloud cover has been really, really... It's really coming fast. When I got up, there was no cloud cover off to the east. There was nothing. It was just, you know, pale blue sky. Well, not blue because the sun wasn't really up yet, but there was just clear sky. It's almost entirely overcast. And granted, I was up at 5 o'clock, so it's been a couple of hours. So. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.